I'm Eric Allen for KLCC. The Nye Beach Writers Series and Writers on the Edge present novelist Keith Scribner, author of The Oregon Experiment, at 7 p.m. on September 21st at the Newport Visual Arts Center in Newport, with an open mic to follow. Keith Scribner's previous two novels earned accolades, including a New York Times Notable Book of the Year award and inclusion in the Barnes & Noble Discover Great New Writers series. He's also a professor at Oregon State University, and he joins us by phone at KLCC. Hi, Keith.
Hi, Eric. Thanks for having me.
Well, The Oregon Experiment seems to tread that line between fiction and real life in your own world, in that it's a book about learning the state after arriving from other places, which you did. What about Oregon did you feel important to convey as a context for this story?
Well, I was very interested in the social and political dynamic that goes on in Oregon, and I think our kind of absurd politics that we all seem to revel in. It felt so different to me living in a town like Corvallis and living on the East Coast. When I first arrived here, what I noticed most profoundly were the smells of the place. And in some ways, the very opening of this novel is the most autobiographical moment of the novel, because I was driving up at night from Eugene up to Corvallis, and the smell of mint from the mint fields filled the car. And for me, that was my great welcome to the smells of Oregon and the smells of this place. And that obviously, as you know, the smells become central to this novel. Naomi, who's one of the main characters of the novel, Naomi and Scanlon come from the East Coast, and she is a nose who worked in the fragrance industry. And she's lost her sense of smell about 7 years before the novel opens. It's called anosmia. She lost it. And as she comes into Oregon, the smells of this place awaken her nose and in some ways reawaken the way that Naomi has come to engage with the world.
Any other aspects of the story and premise that you'd like our listeners to know?
Yeah, Scanlon is a political science professor, and he studies radical action and mass movements. And he's just taken a job at the university in Douglas, Oregon. He, as soon as they get here, they become involved with a young anarchist, Clay, and a kind of granola, crunchy secessionist named Sequoia. And both of those characters become deeply involved with Scanlon and Naomi just as they're having their first baby.
Parenting and its challenges, especially when relationships get complicated by outside others, seems to be a thread that runs throughout the Oregon Experiment as well. What sort of parental dynamic did you wish to illuminate?
I think it's that intense crush of parenting, that deep, deep love and that desire to do everything we can for our children, and how that both enlivens us, but also is, you know, both physically and emotionally difficult. And for Scanlon, he has these radical, he truly believes that radical action is the only way to effectively change politics and change society. However, as soon as he has a baby, what he's very interested in is stability, economic stability, social stability, because he thinks that those will be better for the child.
Is there a relationship between the secessionist movement that's featured in the book and real-life secessionist movements, like, say, the State of Jefferson movement in Northern California and Southern Oregon?
Absolutely. And so I studied. So my secessionist movement is more of a left-wing secessionist movement than the State of Jefferson, which I wouldn't call right-wing either, but is not what we think of as not one of the more liberal ones.
What do you wish readers and listeners to gain from your writing in their own daily experiment of living in Oregon?
I hope that everyone who reads this novel is more aware in domestic, personal, social and political ways, and their lives are made fuller in that way, and especially regarding smells. I think that many readers have said to me that after the book taught them to smell better.
Keith Scribner, who will read from his latest novel, The Oregon Experiment, presented by Writers on the Edge as part of the Nye Beach Writers Series at the Newport Visual Arts Center in Newport on Saturday, September 21st at 7 p.m. An open mic will follow. For more information, visit writersontheedge.org or keithscribner.com. For KLCC, I'm Eric Allen.